This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. You're back and we're back as well. Mm-hmm. On the show today, we're talking about being micromanaged. Do you feel more or less micromanaged when working from home? 018-789-8899 is how you can get in touch with us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We also have a poll if you don't have much to say, so participate in that and tell us how you feel. Let's take a look at the poll on Twitter.
Right. More micromanaged at 44.1%, less micromanaged at 53.2%.
Yes, and it's pretty much the same on Instagram as well. And we have a couple of messages.
All right, so this is from 9130. He says, sounds like micromanage is no good. I feel it depends, and I believe for some it might mean deed it and could be positive as the boss would just steer things towards a direction. Ron, this is from Ron, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis, yes, as well, because some people, I guess, they just, like, they need a bit of a push or a bit
guidance,
of motivation or,
right?
or support that way as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Ro. I say, working from home, you decide, dictate, work a bit, makan, Netflix, Zoom, Zoom meet while Netflix and eating. Definitely more managed at work. Even Ichi knows have to look left and right before attending to it.
Okay.
All right, Ro.
We have one here from Joe Tim Buang who says, because out of sight, out of mind, sorry, boss. So I guess Joe is not being micromanaged. Trish says that, but apart from that, not much difference. So, okay, you know, at least it's the same at work and at home. And one from E Minor who says, my boss has been paranoid about us taking work from home for granted. So that's the other thing, because sometimes when you feel like you can't see what your staff is doing, you feel like maybe they're not being held accountable or they're not being responsible enough. But there needs to be an element of trust there.
Well, element of trust in the results, ma.
Yeah, I
right?
guess.
You know how I do it, and maybe, you know, because maybe during certain times I have to attend to a kid right now. Might do it later. And then, but if I was to say to deliver something by a certain deadline and you deliver, does it matter?
Exactly. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp to tell us what you think. You can also reach us on Instagram and on Twitter. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, from micromanaging to the other end of the spectrum where you're feeling lonely, we've got a story now about how managers can help employees handle loneliness and isolation. So we are now in what, like month 7 or month 8? Of this pandemic, and social distancing has obviously taken its toll. Some of us are maybe feeling like we're missing our colleagues. If you're working on a split shift or if you're working from home and have been working from home for a long time, you may be feeling a little lonely. And we found a report that actually says that more people are feeling lonely.
Right. So, and this is important because loneliness is a health risk that impacts your well-being and work. You know, this is like high blood pressure, your heart disease, obesity, weakened immune system, anxiety and depression.
Yes. And this we found a study from the mobile coaching platform BetterUp, and it says that lonely workers were less satisfied with their jobs, received fewer promotions, switched jobs more frequently, and were more likely to quit their current job within the next 6 months. And experts at BetterUp claim that the pandemic has enhanced the depth of this loneliness problems and loneliness problem, and loneliness is now a growing challenge in the workforce. They also claim that 40% of people in their study reported feeling lonely.
Okay, so the guys are performance managers. Management platform WorkHuman, meanwhile, say many people are dealing with a home alone experience. For a while, being home by yourself can feel like a treat. But then the reality begins to set in, and we're beginning to see a longer term impact on mental health, and that affects productivity and efficiency. A healthy organization can't achieve without healthy people.
True. BetterUp study, you know, coming back to that study, they also found that certain types of employees are at a greater risk of being lonely, including those who are single and who don't have children, with fewer people in their private life. So in their own circle or the people that they live with, right? Well-educated employees with graduate degrees also reported higher levels of loneliness. Now, and the problem with loneliness is the signs of loneliness are often subtle. So they can include social withdrawal, lower levels of energy, lower levels of optimism than normal, and a decrease in productivity or work quality. So sometimes you might just put it down to, oh, the person's having a bad day. But, you know, prolonged bad days over weeks or months, you know, that is also could be a sign of loneliness. Right. So what can you do as a leader or a manager? Now, the CIO at BetterUp, Gabriela Rosen Kellerman, says it's important for managers to have a sense of each person's home life. Now, right. if they have team members who are living alone, or they don't have family nearby, they are at higher risk. So keeping closer tabs on them is really important. And you should also create time to connect as a human being, not just as an employer reaching out to an employee, but get these people on the phone and have a conversation with them to catch up on life. Don't talk about work. Just try and have a chat, because, you know, we are biologically wired for connection. And sometimes if you want to check up and just see how that person is doing, maybe right. not talk about work.
Yeah, you know, and I like in this case, although I have a son at home, he's always locked up in room, so sometimes I feel alone.
Oh dear.
Anyway, so managers can also help by connecting employees to a shared sense of purpose around work. Managers don't always understand what is meaningful to the employees, but they need to take the time and gain understanding by talking about it, right? Improving workplace outcomes may be seen when employees feel connected to the meaning of the work they're doing.
Yeah. Leaders should also connect employees to project outcomes, you know, use collective wins and celebrate the entire team. So when you have some form of success, call out as many individuals by name, because recognition creates a sense of mattering. Mm-hmm. Is there such a word? A sense that you matter, which is a close cousin to meaning.
All right. Mm-hmm. So finally, make sure that your benefits package include access to mental health professionals for counseling by telephone.
Yes.
Make sure employees know they have this option.
Yeah, I know many companies won't return to the workplace until 2021 on the other side of the world. Even here, with the cases on the rise, you know, maybe many of us will be working from home again, or are working at home already, and, you know, we may not be reunited until 2021, and loneliness may continue to rise. Employee well-being is another responsibility of a leader, so you have to give it the right amount of attention. And don't forget to tune in again all day tomorrow, as BFM brings you special programming in conjunction with World Mental Health Day over here on Enterprise. Frida, you'll be speaking with the guys from the Mind Faculty.
Right. So that's happening at 10 a.m. tomorrow, talking about, you know, what has happened. And sadly, Malaysia doesn't, you know, have a lot of benefit packages for mental health yet. Not a lot of organizations have that, right? Unlike going to a physical doctor.
But we have, improved leaps and bounds over the years. And, you know, it's continuing to make progress there. And also on Enterprise BizBuzz, we'll be talking about how the pandemic and work from home is affecting work culture and, of course, burnout rates as well. And we'll be speaking to someone about that as well. So stay tuned for that. But of course, on the show today, we're talking about being micromanaged. Do you feel more or less micromanaged when working from home? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is our number on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a story on how you can better manage cash flow in your business. But for now, don't want to know if you are lonely, says Husker Du, but we want to. When you need to tell people if you are. This is Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.